as I mentioned, the New South Wales Women's Blues, the Sky Blues, are in camp this morning. We've got a call of this game, one of the Women's State of Origin series, Thursday night at CommBank. So Jimmy Smith and Mary Konstantopoulos will be calling this one from CommBank at 7 o'clock. And Kylie Hilder is on the line, head coach, of course, of the New South Wales Sky Blues. Good morning, Kylie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How's training going? You're in camp at Sydney Olympic Park and staying across the road at the Pullman Hotel. So give us an insight into camp.
Camp's been great. The girls have got a day off today, so they're about to head off for a little bit of a team activity for the morning, and then a relaxing afternoon with some massages, and then we'll have our captain's run to wrap up our prep ready for Thursday night. But it's been great.
When do you see the nerves start to build? Is it when they come into camp, when they regroup after a day off like today? Is it the morning of the match on Thursday?
I think it'll be a little bit of nerves will start to appear tomorrow when we go to CommBank Stadium and we do the captain's run and yeah. The girls get into the sheds and see that all dressed up, ready to go. I think some nerves start to surface then, but look, I've got a lot of professionals in this team that have played big matches, you know, for Australia and New South Wales previously. So I think they all know how to handle those nerves now.
And I wanted to talk to you about your team lineup. I mean, you look across the board and experience is the word that jumps out at you. You do have some absolute standout players. There's no question about it. But when you look at the strength across the board of your squad, Is that what builds you with confidence that you've got players that have been there and done it before at the biggest stages?
Absolutely. Like, we had a little bit of a headache just coming up with this final 18. We've got some really good depth here in New South Wales. But as you just spoke about, we've got some really talented and experienced players in crucial areas. But then we've also got a couple of younger ones coming through in Jessie Southwell having her first game in the halves. But she's got some really good people around her, and yeah, look, everyone knows their role and everyone knows what their job is, and if they all just go out and worry about what they need to do, we should be successful as a team. And that's the way, and the mindset that the girls are in.
Yeah, I remember we spoke last year, Kylie, ahead of the one-game series, and we were, you know, having the debate that everyone was having. Surely we could make it a three-match series. Well, we're out to two now, so that's got to make you half happy, and everyone else has said, why can't we make it three? But you've got to deal with what you've got to deal with, which means an aggregate score. So it throws a little bit of a different shade on this one. Has it changed your playbook in terms of how you need to score, essentially?
No, not at all. You know, we did find out a little bit late of that it was going to go that way, but it hasn't changed our mindset at all. We've always had that mindset to win the series this year. We need to win both games, and that hasn't changed, and the girls will continue with that mindset. We haven't spoken about it or even thought about, you know, the points aggregate. So it's not an issue or concern for us. If we want to win this series, we need to go out and win both games.
Yeah, because the change only came in, was it a day before you went into camp? I mean, you sort of have to react on the hop, don't you?
Yeah, we were notified, I think, the night of first day of camp, actually.
Wow.
So, and as I said, look, it didn't change our mindset. We haven't spoken about it. We're just getting on with the job and continuing with that same mindset.
Were you consulted at all, or did it just come out of the blue on you?
No, we weren't consulted. As I said, we were notified. I think it might have been the Thursday night that it was going to go that way. So, as I said, there was no real reaction from my end. We just got to get on with the job and worry about what's in front. And, you know, the first box that we need to tick is to win on Thursday night at CommBank Stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the return bout up there in Townsville at Queensland Country Bank Stadium on the 22nd of June. So it's a long stretch. So we've gone from one to two. We've covered there. When can we go from one, two to three in a three-match series?
Yeah, look, I'm hoping that the NRL look at it and give the girls the opportunity to have the three games and have a decider. I think the game's got to the point now that we've got our own supporters and spectators behind the women's game, and I see no reason why we can't go to three. So, look, and that's decisions that are way above my head, and, you know, just hopefully that the guys that do make these decisions look at that for 2023.
Your opposition. So we focused on the experience in your side. Who's the danger on the Queensland side?
Look, they've got a lot of dangers across the park. You know, Queensland are always so competitive and it's always a tough match, but you can't go past, you know, obviously their spine. They've got Tamika Upton at the back, but, you know, with Ali Brigginshaw shifting back to lock, she's going to be a threat there. Then you've got the two halves with Sahara and Taryn Aiken, you know, and Destiny Brill back at nine. But they're not, you know, they've also got some very tough back rowers and their front row. So right across the park, they're exactly like us. There's a threat everywhere and we're going to expect that it's going to be tough. And Origin is always like that. So, you know, we're preparing ourselves for a really tough match.
And obviously you'll all be gathered around watching tomorrow night. Is there one player, Kylie, that when you're watching tomorrow night's match that you don't want to be sitting next to? I mean, is there somebody in your squad who's just horrible to watch a game of footy with?
I don't think so. We've got some very Akili Davis, he loves to pull apart a game. He's quite technical and looks at it that way. But no, I wouldn't say that there is anyone in our squad. We're really looking forward to being able to get together and sit there and watch Freddie and his boys get around tomorrow night, and you know, hopefully they kick off a very good 2 days, and we follow in suit the next day.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks for your time this morning. Enjoy that day off as much as you can, and then obviously Thursday night it's going to be massive out there at CommBank Stadium. Appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Thank you so much.
New South Wales Blues women's coach Kylie Hilder joining us. So game one, Thursday night, CommBank. We'll have a call of it right here. Jimmy Smith leading away from 7 o'clock with Mary Konstantopoulos alongside Jimmy. So if the series is tied at 1-1, the victor will be decided on an aggregate score system. And as Kylie just pointed out there, they only found out the night that they went into camp. Boy, oh boy, could they lift their game a little bit. I mean, we're talking about State of Origin refereeing and all that kind of stuff, but this is, you know, policy on the run, essentially, and we're not even consulting the head coach. Paramat says, Matty, I've got so much respect for Kylie. First saw her in New South Wales touch tournaments many years ago. She was a standout in that arena, representing her region, state and country with pride and leadership. I'm so glad the women's NRL has begun in this era. New South Wales, blessed to have her skill, knowledge and experience. Go the Blues. Thank you, Paramat. Appreciate it. 0457 736 736 is the text line. It's approaching 20 minutes after 10 o'clock.